What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents the star of our show,
Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations of Circa, the D, and Golden Gate.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Twitter at Mike Palm Circa.
Why don't I take you somewhere that you've never been?
Where's that? Vegas?
Let's head to Vegas with Mike Palm, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't care if the sun don't shine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mike Palm, one of God's great men, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com.
We're connected with Mike, with Mike. We'll get out there in the Vegas. Did you see the College World Series? He was in Omaha, I know, last week when we talked to him.
Yes, he was.
I wonder how long he stayed. This is incredible. 26 consecutive games Coastal Carolina has won, and now they play LSU. 26 straight games.
And we have Mike with us now. Mike, did you get to see Coastal Carolina?
Yeah, I saw him in the very first game against Arizona, who I had a ticket on. Think about this, guys. Arizona, when tied or leading after seven innings, was 39-0 this year. After the College World Series, they were 39-2. They lost both games. They were tied at the end of seven against Coastal, and of course they were leading Louisville before the collapse. Coastal is very good fundamentally. They played the small ball very well. They led the country. I think they set a record for most batters hit by pitch. They get on base. They move players around. They take the opportunities to score their runs. Of course, they jump on teams early, usually playing from the lead. I think this will be a terrific final series over the weekend.
Is there a lot of action on it in Vegas? I mean, is it picked up a little bit?
I'll tell you where it's picked up is that guys that were Major League Baseball bettors have started to include the college games in their parlays and their tickets. More so, you know, used to be just people who bet college baseball. That was it. There was a certain group. But it's gotten a little bit more mainstream this year. And, you know, we used to only, you know, post the Friday night games. And years ago, you would only just post when they got to the regionals or the conference tournaments. But now you're getting Friday, Saturday, Sunday games all year. There's podcasts out there where guys, you know, who really pay attention to the sport can give you betting information. So slowly it's gaining some momentum and carrying over to be a little bit more of a public sport.
How about tonight with game six in Indianapolis, the NBA finals? How are you looking at this game and how much of it depends on Tyrese Halliburton's availability?
Well, it's surprising to me because I was in Omaha for game four, the comeback by OKC when they were down 10, you know, late in the third.
Right.
That line closed six, and they ended up covering that miraculous cover for OKC. That line closed six, and now you have this very distinct possibility that Halliburton isn't playing, and it's only 6.5. That's strange to me. Yes. I would need eight if I was going to take the Pacers tonight. But the public has bet every game has bet the Pacers. And for the series, we need OKC too. So nothing has changed. There's been no dramatic shift. Everybody's take points, which hasn't been an awful thing in the series, but it's funny. We needed the Panthers as they repeat as Stanley Cup champions, and we need OKC, who is the prohibitive favorite for the last 4 months of the year.
Yeah, Mike, we were talking about that this morning. Halliburton's status is uncertain. You know, let's say he plays. Can he finish, right? So you don't know that, and yet the line only moves a half a point? Isn't that crazy?
To me, the line should be 8.5 or 9.
Okay.
But that just tells you the amount of people that are, you know, it's also tough to close on the road, and situationally, it's a tough spot. Plus, everybody loves the zigzag in the NBA. But to me, this doesn't make a lot of sense. If he doesn't play at all, if you knew he wasn't going to play, for sure, the line has to be 8.5, right? And then who knows if he plays, is he effective? Does he disappear like he has at times in the series? Everything to me says OKC, and yet at the same time, I'm not going to play the game tonight.
Wow.
What if they win? What if the Pacers win and it goes game 7? What are you thinking then?
It's funny that because they come back a bigger favorite every time they lose a game, OKC. I mean, what are we going to see for a number in a game 7? Is it going to be 11.5, 12, which the series started out at? It may very well be. It's probably going to be 10 or above.
Wow, that's crazy to me. I mean, listen, it's going to be fun to see what happens. And, I get it. The teams play better at home. Your whole bench, everybody, you can get more contribution. But I think that Halliburton is such an important player for this team. I just don't understand why it's not impacting the line in any way. It just feels like you're being set up here.
I want to change the subject quickly before we go. And how legitimate is PCA for MVP? I mean, if Ohtani now comes back, and Ohtani minus $5. If he now comes back and let's say he gets 10 starts in, or it takes him a month and he gets into a 6-man rotation, I mean, does Armstrong really have any chance if the guy plays two ways and puts up the kind of power numbers that he does?
I don't think so.
I mean,
Sheamus finishing second to him, though.
If he keeps having the eighth inning he had, no, where he makes a diving catch and then hits a 452-foot home run, I think he's going to be hard to beat. But you're right. I mean, Ohtani is it's beyond belief what he can do.
Yeah, the eighth inning was incredible. He makes a catch that's actually a little left of left field, center left field there. And I think the momentum for him is building. He's just up against this guy that's no one has ever seen before. And you can say Ruth was a pitcher all you want. He wasn't a pitcher when he was hitting 60 home runs. You know?
Great stuff, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Charles. Have a great weekend.
That is Mike Palm. Can't wait to talk to Christine Brennan. We'll bring her in next. She's written a book about Caitlin Clark, and we're going to discuss it. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.